tell us about this event. Obviously, it's Pride Night. There's a lot happening.
Yes.
Big night.
So we will be opening the doors at 8:30.
Yes.
And it's at the Milk Bar. Yeah, it's going to be a great event. We've got a few live acts. There's probably something for everyone, but this will be a good one for the ladies for sure. And why do you think it is important to have these events every November, every Pride season?
Lots of reasons. For me personally, it's just remembering the history, the struggle, how far we've come, a celebration of what we've achieved. And then also on the flip side of that is just to celebrate as a community, just because we're all friends and we're all part of one big happy family, and it's just a chance to get out and shake our thing.
Totally. Put a hole in one. Yeah, I love Pride. It's like, I always call it the gay Christmas. it's such a great night, especially, you know, I mean, the month is really nice, but just really great to have an opportunity to look if you want to wear a few sparkles, like I will be, or, you know, just be yourself. Really, it's really encouraging, and I think that's really important. You know,
or even not be yourself. Have a night where you can just be out proud.
Yeah.
Just be totally fabulous.
Yes, exactly. Even though this night is a huge celebration, just with what we've had happen recently in Colorado, do you think even though we are all out there having a good time, there is that element of protest? Like, we go out there and we say, no, this is our night.
Totally.
And you will see us.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It is for sure. I was actually reflecting on that today. So, yeah, it's definitely still in the forefront of everyone's mind as to how important it is that we continue to do this and we continue to show up and we show up for each other as well.
So who is sponsoring and performing at the Minx event this Pride?
Well, it's run by Minx, obviously, and the Milk Bar. And then I'm on first.
And we've got Beyond a Hug as well.
Beyond
who's
a
also
Hug.
Supporting.
Yes,
so Wendy's
amazing.
Kindly jumped in on that as
MC.
Well.
Yeah. Beyond a Hug, amazing organisation.
They sure are.
We love them.
Yep. So we've got Nat, you're playing first. Then
I'll be solo,
Toby.
Rocking out on my little acoustic guitar, doing some covers and originals.
Singing you with your
and,
beautiful voice.
That's my rock growl. And then Toby Beard will be on.
Yes, and, so she's going to pump the girls up, pump
will,
the ladies up.
She's going to rip everyone, it up with her band.
Yes, yep.
And do her bluesy thing.
Yep, and then Bronya
will, DJ Bronya.
Yep. She'll jump in, and I believe that she enjoys receiving requests. So that's a good one, because I know a lot of DJs tend to not do that. So it's kind of nice that she does a bit of a twist, and then I'll jump on and I'll see where everyone's at probably a little bit later in the night. And we'll go from there.
You know, I have to say this because I'm a massive reality TV fan, but Kathy Hilton will be very happy to hear that Bronya still takes requests because she was very upset when the DJ told her no.
Oh! Yes, it's definitely a... you've definitely got to work through how to respond, because sometimes the requests come through and you just think that is
totally
outrageous and
play.
I'm not going to play.
It's the same as a musician.
Polite. Yes, be polite.
I do cover gigs in pubs, and I often quite often will say to the crowd, so if you got any songs you want me to play, let me know, and if I know it, I'll play it. And I always instantly regret it.
Yes.
Because just the requests that come back, you just think, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't make me play that.
I've kind of gone into a theme now of saying, and I don't lie, because if I don't have it, I don't have it. But if I don't know it, I'm like, oh, that's a great one, and I'll take a photo. I'll get them to put it up so I can...
I do that too. Oh, I'm going to add that one to my list.
Give the person a little bit of a, like, oh, the DJ doesn't know this song. Or And then I listen to it and go, yeah, I'm glad I don't have that song.
Little insider knowledge here.
Yep, yeah.
I feel like that is actually the nicest way to do it, because, you know, everyone still gets to feel special.
Yeah, but... don't offend anyone, but, you know, maybe don't offend the rest of the crowd with songs that don't match.
Yeah. If anyone is still debating where they should be going this Pride night, do you have any, suppose, little extra tidbits or any special reasons why they should put Minx on the top of their list?
Well, I think because we've got live music.
It's a mix. It's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Live music and DJs.
Live music and DJs. So we've got, you
know.
Safe,
inclusive space.
Yes.
Definitely. You won't have to queue as long for toilets or the bar.
No. Nope.
I think that's a really good one.
Yes. Yep. And it's a little bit, and it's out of the way of the city. So you can come and park if you need to, or you can catch an Uber. So watch the parade. We've, you know, allowed for time to sort of give people time to watch the parade, because that's really important. And then you can drive on out of there and
straight
come
up
and see
Beaufort
us.
Street.
Yeah.
And come to us.
Yeah.
I know it's a huge night for, especially with you guys working it, but have you guys got anything special planned? Will you be able to pop in and see a little bit of the parade?
Oh, I've actually got two events on, so sadly this year I won't, because I make it a point of going every year or being in it if I can wheeze them out. What about you, Nat? Are you getting a chance to?
I do have an afternoon gig, but that usually finishes around 5, so then I might race into the city and watch a bit of the parade.
Yeah,
I'd like to, actually.
Just so good that it's on the street as well again this year. Yeah. I think the last time was, what was it, 2 years ago? Or so
pre-COVID, it was at the racetrack,
so it's the first
or something.
Time again that the parade's kind of out on the street, which is going to be amazing, because I know that Fair Day, if it's anything like Fair Day was, that it's going to be massive. So
that is right. This is kind of our first Pride
post-COVID. Yes, it's a post-COVID parade. Like, it's exciting.
Yeah, like they all sort of blend into one for me after a while, that I was like, hang on, you're right.
We're going back.
Like,
yeah, it's gonna be massive. And I think, I mean, it's absolutely fabulous that they were able to, you know, do it in the stadiums and just do what we needed to do to keep it going. But, you know, it's just something about the street, because you get a lot more of that, I guess, that foot traffic of people who perhaps didn't know about it, and then they hang around, they get to see it, and it's kind of that...
You
we kind of adopt more people.
Yeah. I think the broader community love it too, though. They love coming out and watching the street parade. It's a much better feel than at the stadium. Yeah. But they did their best to make it work.
Absolutely.
So if people are wanting to go get tickets, where do they go to for the meet?
You can jump on Oztix. I think you can also go through Facebook as well. So just, I guess, probably the best way to go is just through Oztix and just look for the Minx event. So M-I-N-X.
Yes.
And it will come up straight away, because I Googled it before. And I promise it's there. So we're on second release. So I believe there's a few tickets left, but just don't leave it to the last minute, because you don't want to miss out.
Will there be any tickets on the door if people do miss out?
Oh, that's a good question.
If it's not sold out, then
yes. Yeah, but if it's sold out, then probably not. So just keep an eye out for that.
Yep, so get in fast if you want to get your tickets.
Yeah, come and see us and come and have some fun. Come and say hi. Yeah. Get dressed up, get festive if you want to. Or don't
get that sparkle on,
you know.